From the Mercy One Studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. We're streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks for joining me today, friends. Wednesday, July 28th. We've got a show for you today, a great one. Father Ross Parker, Vocations Director for the Diocese of Des Moines. Love checking in with Father Ross a couple times a year and getting his update. You know, he's just been doing a fantastic job with vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And, you know, it's not all about the numbers, of course. We are always quality over quantity, but it's always good when you get quality and quantity. We'll have Father Ross on to talk about that, some ways that we can support those that are going into priesthood and religious life as well. Bob Bonner coming up in the second half hour. We talked about God as all-powerful, one of the major attributes of God from St. Thomas Aquinas. We're going to talk this week about God as omniscient. What does that actually mean? God as omniscient. We'll have that for you in a three-part series on the main attributes of God. That'll be coming up here in the second half hour. Also, 10 essential things that every Catholic needs to have. I'm going to go down the list, and I want you to check off just in your imaginary list if you've got every one of these things. So we'll have that for you coming up in the second half hour. Mark Amadeo will have your news, weather, and sports. That weather straight from the desk of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Sewell, your saint of the day, coming up as well. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. And Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy hump day on this Wednesday, a very warm and heat advisory type of a day.
Oh, it's going to be one of those, huh?
Yeah, it is. Very dangerous outside.
That's what I've seen. I mean, could hit 110? Is that my eyes seeing what I think I'm seeing?
Yeah, 110 on the heat index. That's goodness. The overall temperature with humidity. And they are predicting that anywhere from 105 to 110 degrees. So hydrate with lots of water today. Find some of that cool air, especially this afternoon, when it really gets hot between like 1 o'clock and 6 p.m. So be mindful of that.
You don't need the sauna this week.
No, you do not. And we'll find some relief. It'll be about 10 degrees cooler tomorrow, and then on Friday, only a high of 84 degrees. So that's how quickly this will be a one-day deal, not a long event. Got to get through today. Wouldn't you just love to be on Ragbri this morning, waking up in Iowa Falls, traveling over to Waterloo, big, you know, 68 miles. A lot of riders are up at 3 a.m. getting that done, so they're already in Waterloo.
Is that true?
Yeah, a lot of them get up early.
Really? Hot. I didn't know that. Okay, that makes sense. Get up early,
and they try to get done before the sun starts beating down on them around 10. So they'll be in Waterloo, if not already.
I see. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, get up and get that cool air in the face instead of the heat, the 100 degrees. Yeah.
We were kind of hoping, John, that you'd give us a report from Ragbri one day, like from your roadside tent in a ditch with a bunch of ditch weed and, you know, all that other stuff that's in there, flowers, wildflowers.
That's where I'd be if I got on a bike.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you that.
I know you would.
I've got nothing against these guys and gals. I'm not a rider like that.
I understand. Hey, by the way, you left Deacon Tony and I hanging yesterday. You didn't tell me my two older sisters were going to be in the studio, and of course I find that out late, and you know, no preparation. So
I like
thanks.
Giving you a little surprise, keeping you on your toes every once in a while.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah.
There you go.
Deacon Tony hasn't recovered. I am starting to, but you know, you probably noticed that.
Oh, well, they do a great job, and I appreciated Gene and Mary Sue and yesterday for me and keeping Mark on his toes.
They do, as you know, when my two older sisters are in studio for you, which hasn't been a whole lot lately in the last year and a half.
That's what happens really when there's a pandemic. I stay home.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to stay home, everybody. Everybody's staying home and working from
home. That's right.
Sure.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's get right to it, John. We got a very warm day and a kind of a dangerous day to be outdoors, so be mindful of that today. So you may want to check on some folks if they're indoors. From the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa on this Wednesday, July 28th. We have partly cloudy skies, 75 degrees, the south-southwest west wind 7 miles per hour, the humidity up there at 82%. Now today, we will see that filtered sunshine due to all the smoke and wildfires from out west drifting into our atmosphere. But we'll have a heat advisory beginning this morning at 10 a.m., lasting until 8 o'clock tonight. The heat index today up to, as John mentioned earlier, up to 105 to 110 degrees. So be mindful of that throughout the day. Southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 77 degrees, and tomorrow partly cloudy and a little bit cooler. But a high of 92 degrees for your Thursday. Friday, a chance of rain, high of 84 degrees. Weekend, not looking too bad. There's a chance of rain on Saturday, partly cloudy and dry on Sunday, with highs in the mid-80s. Well, in the news on this Wednesday morning, well, more parents in the state of Iowa have applied to teach their kids driver's education at home. Now, a bill that was passed by the Iowa legislature this past spring expanded a regulation earlier this month for a parent-taught program, which normally had applications from homeschooled families. State Driver Education Program Coordinator Steve Stonehocker says more than 580 applications have been filled out this month. Stonehocker says the average amount of applications per month is usually around 45. He says the Iowa Department of Transportation is watching to see if the 900% increase in application becomes permanent over time. 8 other states have similar driver's ed at home bills. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, the Iowa Cubs were at home. They opened up a 12-game homestand. iCubs defeated Louisville 3-2 at Principal Park. Same two teams tonight. First pitch at 6:30. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some Midwest teams involved. In interleague play, it was the St. Louis Cardinals defeating the Cleveland Indians 4-2. In the National League, Cincinnati down the Chicago Cubs 7-4, while first place Milwaukee shut out Pittsburgh 9-0. In the American League, the first place Chicago White Sox defeated the Kansas City Royals 5-3, while Detroit down the Minnesota Twins 6-5 in 11 innings. Yesterday, high school state baseball results from Carroll, the quarterfinals of Class 2A, and all the top four teams won. Number one seed Van Meter with a win. Number two Centerville, third seeded Comanche, and fourth seeded Unity Christian. Today, it's the semifinals in Class 1A in Carroll, and today the quarterfinals begin in Iowa City in Class 3A. Area teams involved in action in Iowa City today in Class 3A include ADM of Adale. They'll take on Marion this afternoon at noon. And tonight, it's Dubuque Waller taking on Winterset in Iowa City. Reminder, tomorrow afternoon, we'll have high school state baseball coverage here in Iowa Catholic Radio from Iowa City in Class 4A, the first round matchup between Dowling Catholic and Cedar Rapids Prairie. First pitch scheduled for 1:30. Joe Stacey and I will have the call from Duane Banks Field at the University of Iowa Baseball Complex. Pregame around 1:15 with the first pitch at 1:30 right here tomorrow afternoon here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, currently partly cloudy skies, 75 degrees, south-southwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the humidity up there at 82%. Today, there is a heat advisory in effect. We'll see filtered sunshine throughout the day, but the heat index is climbing to over 105 degrees throughout the day. So a very dangerous day. Make sure that you drink lots of water and stay inside if you can. We'll have southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning. John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
All right, I was seeing a cool clip from the Catholic Talk Show. It's a cool podcast I enjoy listening to every once in a while. And they had a bit on there that said that was 10 essential things that every Catholic needs to have. And I want you to get out your imaginary checklist here, right, and put this on there and see if you have all 10 of these things. Now, really, it's kind of 9 because one of them is a subscription to the Catholic talk show, which is free. But anyway, so it's 9 things that every Catholic needs to have. All right, drum roll, please. Do you have a crucifix? Yeah, who doesn't have a crucifix, right? You got one hanging in your home, though. There's the bonus points for you. A crucifix in your home. And I believe this, friends. Every Catholic should have one in a prominent place of their home. You know, at every little turn of the corner, the Leonetti household, you're going to find a crucifix. No, not because we're holy, because we're a mess. I've said that before. We need the reminder of what our Lord did for us and what we have to be for one another. That's why we put the crucifix up. It is not to brag about it. It's not to, you know, put up a sign that says I'm holier than you or holier than thou and the people that walk in. Ultimately, it is a reminder of what God has done for us. And so too, then, what we are called to do for one another, to take up our cross daily and follow him. At your office, you know, as the offices are starting to open back up again, put a crucifix up. I know a couple people that have that at their office, prominently displayed, and it might start a few conversations. It might give people a little bit of a jolt to, hey, where did you get that? Or, hey, I used to be Catholic. Heard that one a lot of times. I used to be Catholic. There's an in. There's an invitation for a conversation, and that's all we're looking for in evangelization anymore, right? Just an invitation for a conversation. That might be one of them. All right, a crucifix. Do you have one of those? And maybe you wear one around your neck. And again, we're not wearing it because it's nice and pretty. We're ultimately wearing it for a to be united to our Lord, our crucified Lord. And extra bonus points if you get that blessed, all right? And everything that I say here, just get it blessed. Number two, there's another one, a rosary. Do you have a rosary? Now, if you're like me, you have a bucket of rosaries. Yes. But do you have one that maybe you carry around once in a while with you? Or again, another one at the office desk. Or again, maybe one just that you have out as a reminder to pray it. You know, I mean, when you have something out like that, or something in kind of a in your pocket or public area, that it might be a little kind of nudge for us to pray. Take a rosary out and put it maybe in a prominent place in our home. Or again, keep one in your pocket. Knights of Columbus, you're familiar with that. St. Teresa of Calcutta said that whenever she was struggling, she would reach into her habit and she would hold on to her rosary. And that holding on to a rosary to her, she said, was like holding the hand of Our Lady. Holding the hand of Our Lady. So she would kind of grab the hand of her mother when she was going through times of struggle. Maybe that might be something to consider. Put a rosary in your pocket. Number three, do you have a Bible? Do you have a Bible? And one that's not maybe underneath the bed or you know, amidst a bunch of other books in the library. But a Bible, again, prominently displayed. And I'm not trying to turn your house into a cathedral here, but at the same time, you know, we're Catholic. We want to wear this faith, ultimately, again, for our souls and the souls around us. A Bible. Do you have holy water around the house? Now, our kiddos love the holy water font at St. Pius. Oh, yeah. Love it. And they grew up. When I go in, I've got my little 1.5-year-old. I kind of lower Anthony in, and I let him kind of splash around. I don't care. I want him to kind of splash and get used to this. That's where he was baptized. That is a very important place for my son Anthony, my daughter Gianna, and my son Joseph. You know, and so oftentimes they will go and Pius has a little bit of those little holy plastic holy water fonts and. We have filled up more than our fair share there, but we got it all over the home. Do you put it on your car before maybe you go on a trip? Maybe put it on your luggage. And of course, put it on yourself. Maybe every night or once in a while when you think about it, just bless yourself with holy water. Holy water is a powerful sacramental, friends. What about your baptismal certificate? Do you know where that is? Your baptismal certificate. Yeah, sometimes that can be filed away or lost away. You think, I don't know, maybe mom, dad has it. The parish has it. Do you have one? Well, keep it around. you know, put it in a nice little frame or you know, somewhere in your home that you easily access. You never know when you might need it, actually, in the faith. Here's one. Have a written and notarized that you want a Catholic funeral and burial. So have in writing and notarized that you want a Catholic funeral and a burial, and maybe even plan it out a little bit. You know, people close to me know what I want at my funeral someday. And I'm not trying to be morbid about it, but I want a few things at my funeral. And I'm asking the people that I love, if I was to die before them, to ensure that that happens. I don't have it notarized yet. And a few things I have, well, a couple things I have in writing. I don't have everything. It might be good to sit down and maybe plan that out. You know, that's one thing that is non-negotiable. We are all going to die someday. Carry a health emergency card that states, I am a Catholic, in case of an emergency, request a Catholic priest. Do you have a health emergency card? Maybe that someone can call. Do you have a Catholic missal, maybe? Or something, I know I see people with the Magnificat a lot, bringing it to Mass. Do you have a relationship with a patron saint? There's another one. So there's a few things and reminders in there for all of us of some things to have. You know, a few things. I always point people to Divine Treasures. You're looking for a beautiful crucifix. They got a ton there. And they're very reasonably priced. They really are, comparatively to other places I've found anyway. So there's beautiful crucifixes, rosaries, Bibles. They're not going to have your baptismal certificate. Sorry about that. But, you know, your parish might have that. But also maybe sitting down and you know, figuring out what you want at your funeral as well, making sure it's a Catholic funeral. Yeah, a lot of good stuff there, friends, and take it seriously. All right, coming up, Father Ross Parker, Vocations Director for the Diocese of Des Moines, here on for his semi-annually kind of report, if you will, to the people of Iowa Catholic Radio on the state of vocations in the Diocese of Des Moines. We'll have Father Ross right after this, Wednesday, July 28th, John Leonetti in the morning. Thank you, friends, to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. 20-plus years in business. Golden Rule, you see them everywhere driving around in their new cars. Thank you for choosing to support us. GoldenRulePHC.com. That is GoldenRulePHC.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by the Liturgical Institute. Earn a master's degree through one of their flexible learning options, bringing liturgical renewal to dioceses and parishes around the world. liturgicalinstitute.org/Iowa.
Hi, this is Matt Wilkham, Executive Director for Iowa Catholic Radio. Our pledge is to provide you with faithful and compelling Catholic content that inspires and uplifts. If we ever break that commitment, I'd like you to let me know by calling 515-223-1150. Remember, this is your radio station, and we rely on your continued generosity to connect listeners with Christ. On behalf of the entire staff, thank you for listening to and supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Train is going bound.
Thanks for joining me, friends. Bo Bonner in the second half hour. We're going to talk about the second of Aquinas' major attributes of God, God's omniscience, this morning. Kind of a three-part series. Bo breaks all that down for us in our Catholic Truth and Beauty segment every week. Let's go to our next guest, Vocations Director for the Diocese of Des Moines, Father Ross Parker. Good morning, Father.
John, good to be with you this morning. You're getting into some deep topics later on there with St. Thomas Aquinas.
We are.
Some omniscience.
We are.
Good for you guys.
We're going to deep in the, early in the morning. We're gonna go real deep into our theology. But nonetheless, I have said before, Father, you've said it too, and you come on for kind of a state of the vocations of the diocese every once in a while. I am much more quality over quantity of guys, but it's always good when you get quality and quantity, huh?
Absolutely, yes. We've been blessed. Thanks be to God. We're going to have 15 men this year, and we have 3 new men starting in the fall. We're really proud, and we have great guys and very high-quality men. And as you know, we ordained 5, so we lost 5, but for a good reason. So thanks be to God for that. Five new priests in our diocese.
Now, losing 5 and gaining 3 is what you said. Now, where does that put us?
At 15 men. 15 men. Starting in the fall. Correct.
And when a guy comes to you and says, hey, I'm really thinking about priesthood, what does that process look like?
Good question. You know, so once they decide to, I think a big step is to apply, to do the application, and it's a pretty lengthy application process for the seminary to be accepted as a seminarian for the diocese. And so it includes the psychological testing, it includes, you know, background checks. The man needs to be able to kind of articulate why he wants to be a seminarian and things like that. And so it's a pretty lengthy process. And we also do panel interviews where people besides myself or Kathy in the office with me, other people kind of have an evaluate the person as well, just to get extra eyes on the man to see how he's doing or if there's areas for growth or just to get some extra input. And so it's a pretty long process, but it's very good and find that it really is helpful for the man, especially, you know, if there's, again, areas where they can begin to work on certain things or formation kind of goals and things of that nature. So it's a great process, but it is pretty demanding when they decide to actually go through the application process.
Now, what if they don't decide? They just kind of like, hey, you know, I'm really thinking about this. They just give you a call. I'm sure you don't drive over an application, but, you know, what does that look like? I mean, are you connected them maybe with a priest, a spiritual director? How's that go?
Absolutely, yes. So if it's just beginning the kind of the process of relationship, so the 3 things I have them do is 1, spiritual direction. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to have someone to bounce ideas off of, see how things are going, kind of hold us accountable. The second thing is, I think, falling in love with the Eucharist. And so what I have guys do is get to daily Mass as much as they are able, if they're able to get to daily Mass. And along with that is reconciliation, going to the Sacrament of Reconciliation, you know, regularly, along with obviously prayer, spending some time with the Lord each day. And so those are the kind of things I encourage people to do if they're thinking about priesthood, and that can really help their own personal discernment.
And there are different retreats that you hold every once in a while for guys that are discerning seminary.
There are, in kind of different levels. So we have a one-day retreat that we do in Ames each year that's sort of basically just a really general type of overview retreat and not too threatening. Then we also have a bishop's retreat with Bishop Johnson, and that's a couple nights overnight and goes into some really deep, you know, topics and things like that, which is kind of more more kind of, I guess, high level and things like that. And so we have retreat opportunities and also overnight, you know, trips that we take to visit seminaries, which is helpful as well.
Now, so you just take guys that are discerning to seminaries. What does that look like? Is it like a couple days, or is it actually a built-in retreat that the seminary puts on for them?
Usually it's a couple days, and it definitely has some aspects of a retreat, but it's more of a visit just to see kind of what the seminary is like and kind of what daily life is. Because I think sometimes, you know, people don't understand that, you know, you're not like in some monastery locked away when you become a seminarian. I think it's just good to see what the seminary life is like, you know, for our guys, to kind of get a visual on that.
What was the most inspiring part of your discernment in seminary?
Oh, the most inspiring part for me, good question. Wow. Just to see the other men who are striving for holiness, their commitment to the Lord, their commitment to prayer, just to see their good, using the gifts that God has given them and kind of using that in service for the church. That's very inspiring to see that and to see those guys. And that's why I'm inspired when I go visit the seminary now, just to see these young men who are on fire for our Lord. And, you know, we can kind of say, well, we're in trouble or things like that. But when you go and see all these young men who are really striving for holiness, it's inspiring for me.
The world can be pretty lonely, especially when you want to live your faith. So, I mean, when you're in that kind of environment, it there's something about it, as you said, the community, the band of brothers is really powerful and can really help aid, is a huge aid in discernment, you know, and even for a guy like myself that left, I remember going to a few people there, you know, brothers really. And I said, guys, this is what I've discerned. And you just gave them a hug and like, thank you guys. Great support. Still keep in touch with a couple of them today. So, you know, it's kind of a band of brothers that you never lose no matter what. All right. So we're sitting pretty well. You're going out and looking for more, ways that we can help at Iowa Catholic Radio and just in general, cultivate a sense of vocation to the priesthood specifically.
Yeah. And again, just prayer. That's the main thing. I always say prayer, praying for vocations. And also an invitation, you know, and supporting, and especially parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles. That's my big thing when I speak in parishes or schools, is that, you know, we need other people to kind of be asking those questions. You know, what is God calling you? You know, what is God calling you to do in your life? And, you know, we think in terms of jobs or college or great things, but we want to be thinking fundamentally, you know, our vocation is that help to get us to heaven, you know, so to help either our spouse or our people or who, you know, if we're called a religious life, you know, so it's a fundamental question that we want to be asking, and every kind of thing flows from there. And you see that in your own life, John, with your family, your wife, your children, you know, and how you live that. And so it's just, you know, I think, you know, speaking about it, not being afraid to say, you know, maybe God is calling you to religious life, to be a religious sister. Maybe God's calling you to be a priest. I see these good qualities in you. And as you know, the same qualities that make a good husband and father make a good priest, you know, the same qualities that make a good wife makes a good religious sister, you know. And so they're all different vocations that are calling us to personal holiness and the universal call to holiness and things like that.
So yeah, that's what you want. You know, you want people that would make great fathers, would make great husbands, would make great wives, and you know, that's the kind of quality that you're looking for. And there is a sacrificial element here to it, that the priest and religious sister will draw in their promises and their vows. I would be remiss if I didn't give a quick shout out to the work that you're doing also with Religious Life, Religious Sisters, and you know, there's a few that have come from the Diocese of Des Moines. Any updates there?
No, yeah. Again, we continue to have Religious Sisters who are entering Religious Life, and let's see, none that I was aware of this year, but we have some people in active discernment, and we had two young women last year who are still in the novitiate for in Religious Life. And so as far as I know, the hard thing for me with Religious Life is that once I kind of help them connect with a community, I'm no longer like the seminarians. I'm basically in charge of them all the way through.
Sure.
Their their formation, but with religious life, their communities, they become attached to the community, which is, that's the way it should be. Still trying to keep up with them. So that's a very awesome thing. These young women, again, who are discerning, God's call for in religious life.
Yeah, it's different, friends, and it's just kind of learning that as well. When I was in the SEM, learning the difference of religious orders to diocesan life, and there's a lot there. And as you said, the communities are oftentimes just kind of doing all the heavy lifting for you once someone discerns that might be the fit for them. But the diocese, you're in charge, my man. Father Ross,
that's right.
Well, the bishop's in charge. All right, hang on. The
bishop's in charge.
The bishop's in charge. You're going to be there as well. Father Ross Parker, everyone. Hey, would you give us your blessing this morning, Father?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, it's a special blessing on all the listeners listening today that they would grow in holiness and virtue, and may Almighty God bless each of you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Father. God bless you, man.
John, thanks again. Thanks for all you do, buddy. Talk to you later.
Thank you, man. Father Ross Parker, everyone, Vocations Director for the Diocese of Des Moines. If you or know someone or maybe are interested yourself in this, you just go onto the diocesan website and you'll be able to find all the information there to not just apply, but just have a conversation with someone. Send off an email or a phone call the diocese and ask to be connected to Father Ross. Just Google Diocese of Des Moines, and then when someone answers, Father Ross Parker, just ask for his office there. And a conversation can't hurt. And more than anything, as he said, if you know someone that you think, they really might make a great priest, just say it. Just tell. Have you ever thought about the priesthood? You're going to get a lot of different answers there. And some of those you're going to get, no way. And some of those guys are going to be the ones that are going to enter a year or two down. Planting seeds in people's lives of just something to consider. We're all in some ways vocation directors in our own life, trying to help people. And I've said this ad nauseum, but I'll continue to say it because I know we get new listeners all the time, and I'll never stop saying it. The good priest once said to me, John, your vocation is not just something you do. Your vocation is the very way in which God wants to save your soul. So we're not talking about just a job here. We're talking about the very way in which God wants to save our soul, our vocation. All right, coming up second half hour, we are going to get a little deeper here, friends, for our Catholic Truth and Beauty segment, continuing talking about the attributes of God with Bo Bonner. We're going to talk about God's omniscience this morning, all right? We talked a bit about his omnipotence, all-powerful God last week, his omniscience this morning. I know these are heady philosophical terms, but we always break that down for you. We'll have that for you in the second half hour. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this Wednesday, July 28th. Thanks for being a part of the show, everyone. And thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. The Pew family, we appreciate you, yes, and what you do to support us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Looking for help, yes, as always, they're growing. They're growing like crazy, and they are busy, which I love hearing, serving you. Passionate about the work and service they provide. Hardscape services, paver patios, sidewalks, retaining walls, premium boulder walls, window wells, and more. FiveSonsNaturescapes.com, 493-1060, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. Because God is impossible to quantify, so is his love for us, though we can look at the crucifix and realize there is no shortage of it. With faith, we trust that whatever he offers is worth more than anything we or anybody else in this life can do or offer. Are we content with rejecting the spiritual goods that he offers? Or, on the other hand, knowing what they do for us, do we receive more?
Psalm
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. That's blessmaninternational.org. Thank you, Blessman International, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks for joining me, friends. Gonna have your Saint of the Day coming up here soon. Also, our Catholic Truth and Beauty segment every Wednesday with Bo Bonner. We're going to talk about God's omniscience this morning, continuing on talking about the attributes of God. His omnipotence last week, meaning his power, that God is all-powerful. And this week, we're going to talk about his omniscience. So we'll have that for you coming up here soon. All right, Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now. News and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Happy Wednesday, my friend.
You as well, John. Is this the day you selected to mow your yard?
No. I got that done on Sunday. Okay. I was very productive.
You're good.
Yeah, got up early, went to the gym, and then came home, mowed the lawn, then went to Mass, and then there we are.
Okay. Got it all done. Well,
got it all done.
Yeah. I don't think you wanted to wait till today because it's going to be very extremely hot today.
Yes.
For that.
No, thank you. It's a sauna out there today, folks.
Yeah. Today, dangerous heat, they're saying. Drink lots of water. Spend some time in the air conditioning in the afternoon when it really gets bad. And if you have to limit your outdoor activities, I know we got Ragbriars taking off today from Iowa Falls, heading over to Waterloo. Hopefully most of them are there by now, or at least before the noon hour, before it really gets hot.
Yeah, here's an underrated tip that I always appreciate is find some shade when you're parking your car.
There you go. That's always a challenge.
Yes,
John.
It is.
I know that. I do that when I get to work. We have some trees along one side of the parking lot, and those are usually taken up by the time I get there. I get the middle of the parking lot where it's nice and hot. So I crack my windows, so I get a little bit of airflow through there, but it's going to be dangerously hot, as they say.
Those are the first spots to go, no question.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it sure is. But anyway, we're at Hump Day, and we have high school baseball tomorrow, state tournament baseball. We'll be going to the University of Iowa, John. I'll get some pictures. I know we've got a picture of you at Iowa Catholic Radio. We'll move that over, and Joe Stacy and I will have a picture in the background of us with the University of Iowa logo. That's called a Tiger Hawk, by the way. And we'll have that there, and we'll get that picture replaced in the front of the building.
Joy.
Well, I mean, you walk in the office, there's a big picture of John Leonetti, folks.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And,
well, in fairness,
nobody else is around
Iowa
him.
State doesn't have a baseball field, so that's...
I did not bring that up. We have one. Matter of fact, state baseball being played there on that beautiful campus, which is right between Kinnick Stadium, the football stadium, and Carver Hawkeye Arena, where they play basketball. John, baseball is right in the middle.
I've
parked there tailgating many times. So, I know exactly where to go.
There you go.
We'll be there tomorrow. So
we'll
get you updated. Yeah, go Maroons. We'll get you updated pictures. A lot of CIML teams there, Central Iowa teams in the state baseball tournament in all four classes. So we want to support them, but it's going to be a hot one.
Let's get a championship.
There you go. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. That would be awesome. All right. Well, let's get right to it this morning. John, hydrate today. That's the name of the day.
I got my bottle of water in hand.
Good man. From the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwall, currently at the Mercy One Studios here in Central Iowa, we have partly cloudy skies, 75 degrees, a south-southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. Humidity up there at 82% begin this Wednesday, July 28th. Today we will see filtered sunshine, meaning there's some of that smoke in the clouds, so it won't be a perfect cloudless day. But the heat index today, a high of 97 degrees, but the heat index up to 105, maybe up to 110 degrees in parts of Iowa, so be mindful of that. Southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. The heat advisory begins at 10 o'clock this morning and lasts till 8 o'clock tonight. Tonight will be partly cloudy, overnight low of 77 degrees. Tomorrow, 10 to 15 degrees cooler for your Thursday, a high of just 92 degrees. Friday, there's a chance of rain, high of 84 degrees. The weekend not looking too bad. Chance of rain on Saturday. Sunday, partly cloudy and dry, but highs both days in the mid-80s. In the news on this Wednesday morning, well, more parents in the state of Iowa have applied to teach their kids driver's education at home. Now, a bill that was passed by the Iowa legislature this past spring had expanded a regulation earlier this month for a parent-taught program, which normally had applications from homeschooled families. Now, State Driver Education Program Coordinator Steve Stonehocker says more than 580 applications have been filled out this month. Stonehocker says the average number of applications per month is usually around 45. He says the Iowa Department of Transportation is watching to see if the 900% increase in applications becomes permanent over time. Eight other states have similar driver's education at home bills on their state dockets. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, AAA baseball, the Iowa Cubs, game one of a 12-game homestand. Iowa Cubs downed Louisville by the score of 3-2 at Principal Park. Tonight, same two teams, first pitch 6:30 at Principal Park in downtown Des Moines. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams that were involved in National League play, the Cincinnati Reds downed the Chicago Cubs 7-4 at Wrigley Field, while first-place Milwaukee shut out the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-0. In the American League, the first place Chicago White Sox winning on the road at Kansas City as the White Sox down the Royals 5-3. And in Minnesota, Detroit defeated the Minnesota Twins 6-5 in 11 innings. Interleague play had the St. Louis Cardinals winning on the road at Cleveland by the score of 4-2. High school state baseball tournament continued yesterday. Class 2A quarterfinals from Carroll, Iowa. They have the 1A and 2A state tournament. The top four seeds all winning, including area teams. Number one seed Van Meter, a 9-6 win over Davis County of Bloomfield. And Centerville, the second seed, defeated New Hampton 10-0 in five innings. Other winners include Comanche and Unity Christian. So all top four seeds advance to the 2A semifinals tonight at Carroll, and they'll get underway at 6 o'clock. Today it's the semifinals in Class 1A this morning in Carroll, and then tomorrow we begin quarterfinal round action in Class 4A as Dowling will be on the first game. Will be at 1:30. We'll have the game right here on Iowa Catholic Radio as Dowling will take on Cedar Rapids Prairie. The first pitch will be 1:30 from Duane Banks Field at the University of Iowa campus. Joe Stacy and I will have the call on Iowa Catholic Radio tomorrow afternoon. Pregame around 1:15 and first pitch 1:30. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in Central Iowa, we have currently partly cloudy skies, 75 degrees with a south-southwest wind at 7 miles per hour and the humidity up there at 82%. And today there is a heat advisory beginning at 10 o'clock this morning until 8 o'clock tonight, as we will see filtered sunshine throughout the day. High of 97 degrees. That heat index could reach up to 105 to 110 degrees at times throughout the day. We will have southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning. John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Today's saint reminds us that cooperating with God's plan is more fruitful than pursuing our own, even if our own plan is seemingly holy. St. Leopold Mandić today was born in Croatia and joined the Capuchin Franciscans. He was ordained despite several health problems, severe arthritis, poor eyesight, and a stomach ailment. He could not speak loudly enough to even preach. As a result, Leopold spent many hours ministering in the confessional, often 13 to 15 hours at a time hearing confessions. Bishops were said to have sought out Leopold's spiritual wisdom themselves. He also studied the church fathers and longed to do missionary work among Orthodox Christians in the East. This desire was never fulfilled because of Leopold's health, but he kept the unification of the Orthodox churches in his prayers, always. Leopold used to repeat to himself, quote, "Remember that you have been sent for the salvation of people, not because of your own merits, since it is the Lord Jesus and not you who died for the salvation of souls." Leopold died in 1942. He was canonized in 1982. And today we ask St. Leopold Mandich to pray for us. Amen. Thank you to Dean Bell for underwriting the show today, friends. We appreciate you, Dean, and what you do to support us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Residential Re-Roofs, 963-4494. 30-plus years in business. Residential Re-Roofs, 963-4494. When we come back, Bo Bonner is going to be on a talk for our Catholic Truth and Beauty segment, continuing our conversation on the attributes of God. Omniscience. Yes, we're going to go deep. Stay tuned.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Wednesday, July 28th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. The Emmaus House 6th Annual Ignatian Retreat is this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. at St. Boniface Parish in Waukee. The event is 9 a.m. to 3:30 and lunch is included. To learn more and register, visit theemmaushouse.org. Young Catholics of the Des Moines Catholic Singles Group is gathering tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Join them for an hour of adoration at St. Augustine Parish at 6, followed by a Build Your Own Sunday Bar in the Parish Hall. To learn more about this Catholic Singles event, find Young Catholics of the Diocese of Des Moines on Facebook. Mark your calendar and plan on attending Mass with Bishop Johnson on Sunday, August 15th at St. Patrick Parish in Irish Settlement. Enjoy this short drive to the beautiful country church for a 4 p.m. Mass and consecration to St. Joseph. Even if you've not been able to say your daily consecration prayers, all are welcome and encouraged to attend. To learn more about this special event, visit dmdiocese.org. That's our news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Did you know when you support Iowa Catholic Radio, you can make your donation go farther by asking your employer about matching gifts? Ask your employer about matching gifts, and thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Builder Can Construction. Not going along with the crowd will help you stand out in the crowd. Builder Ken Construction proudly supports Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken Construction is a commercial general contractor providing pre-construction, estimating, and scheduling services through completion of construction. We can build projects ranging from tenant improvements and historical renovations to high-rise buildings. We build confidence. Learn more about the nearly 40 projects in the Des Moines metro area completed by Builder Ken Construction by visiting www.bdconstruct.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by the Liturgical Institute. Their online certificate program will deepen your knowledge of the Catholic faith using a fresh approach to the study of all things sacred. This month's free course is on the theology of beauty, radio.liturgy.online. Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dallin Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? This is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or Bozen.com.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ.
Thanks for tuning in, friends.
We believe in the Holy
July
Spirit.
28th, it is a Wednesday. That means we go to our Catholic Truth and Beauty segment. Bo Bonner, everyone. Hello, sir.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Let's talk about more attributes of God. Now, we talked about his omnipotence last week, God as all-powerful. This week, we're going to reflect on God as omniscient. What does Aquinas mean by that term?
So, omniscience means, you know, knowing all things, omniscience, the science of having all things under your ability to be understood. But like we were talking about with omnipotence, for Aquinas, there's even more basic ideas about God that make the five sort of the well-known attributes make more sense. So omniscience starts with the fact, actually, that God is pure act and that there is no potentiality in him. And what that means, of course, is that there's no reserve in God. God is act itself. There's nothing held back by God. He is the perfection of himself, which also means, John, that he's purely spiritual. Hmm. Because if you think about our bodies and matter, one of the distinct thing about them is they're always in potential. They can do something else potentially, but they're not activated yet. But our spirits are even more, so to speak, actual, so much so that Thomas Aquinas says that intellectual beings that have souls, in some regard, quoting Aristotle, can contain the entire world. Because we don't, when we have ideas, when we have thoughts, and when we know things, it's like they're actualized in our soul. And I know that's a whole thing to bring up, but this gets to the heart of why Thomas Aquinas says God is all-knowing. Because God is perfectly spiritual and perfectly act, there is no potentiality in him. That means anything he knows perfectly, and that there's no end to all the things that he knows. And the primary one that he knows is himself. And that can sound weird to our ears, but when you think about the fact that in human life, we deceive ourselves most, we're in some ways the most mysterious aspect of our own life. The fact that we can be confused about ourselves, so to speak, is a primal human issue. But with God, who is also simple, which we talked about this last time, does not mean easy to understand, just means non-composite. God is not composed of parts. God is completely active, complete act, completely perfect in himself. So that means he knows himself perfectly. And because he's infinite, that means that he knows himself perfectly and infinitely. There's no end to his knowledge of himself. And so that gets to where God, how he knows everything about the world, John, because the world, the created world, so galaxies, spiritual and material, anything that exists at all, of course, God is the first cause of those things. They don't exist without him. So if God perfectly knows himself simply and infinitely, that means he perfectly simply and infinitely knows all created things, and not only actual created things, but any potential thing that could have or could have been made. He doesn't know impossible things, of course, because impossible things aren't real. He knows that, so like, yeah, God can know that you can make up like a griffin in your head or goblins or things that don't exist. But, and he also doesn't know evil, so to speak, through experience, but he knows evil through their privation. If you know completely what light is, you would know what privation of light is, which is darkness. But the idea is that all of those things, in a certain way, we always think about God speaking the world to existence, but there's kind of a way in which God knows everything into existence because of his perfect knowledge of himself.
Is this important for the everyday Catholic to know, or maybe a part of this?
Well, I think that part of what gets down to not only knowing what the attributes are, not so you can win Catholic Final Jeopardy or like Catechism, if it ever becomes, you know, a board game. But the idea that knowing what the divine attributes are and what they really say, I think brushes up a lot of confusion out of the way that some people have. So when you think about prayer, John, and think about how people have bad ideas of prayer, if your idea of prayer is that you have to apprise God of things that he wouldn't know otherwise, you run into some really weird understandings about what prayer means. But if you know that God is omniscient, so there's no way in which prayer is informing of God of things, well, then we have to go back and ask, what is prayer for? Then we get the idea about prayer is about us and us receiving the gifts of God and all the things like that, which would be another episode of this show.
Yeah.
You see how when it comes to very basic ideas of the divine attributes, clearing them up and understanding them properly has, yes, absolute foundational implications for how everyday Christians live their life.
Did Aquinas draw this up from other sources as well, these attributes? Did he lean on anything else, do we know?
Well, yes. I mean, they have a tradition at that point, especially among the Dominicans, of like what are considered classical ones. He also draws a lot on Aristotle for the philosophy of things like perfection, act potency, and things like this. But as far as there being like, you know, a part of the Bible where they're like, here's the divine attributes.
Right.
No, mostly this is philosophy that then points to theology. And if you go look at the old manuals, they will point out, of course, that there's stuff that we can know perfectly from philosophy, without theology, but there's a lot of things that are revealed and then philosophy clears up. So, of course, in the Bible, in multiple sections, in the Psalms, the Old Testament, the New Testament, we hear about God being all-knowing, that he knew me before I was born. I mean, we go into all of the ways in which it's poetically spoken of, and so that's why Thomas Aquinas and the long line of theologians explicate what that must mean and explore all the ramifications for saying that God is all-knowing and how.
Well, and I think you said it perfectly, Bo. I mean, you know, it may not be important for everyone to know this at a high level, but there are things that we can draw on when we talk about the attributes of God that can help us in our everyday spiritual life, in our prayer as well, and that's really why we're doing this. So, again, knocked it out of the park, man. You always bring it with this stuff. Know way more about me, about this stuff than I could ever dream of doing, so that's why we have you on. We'll keep you around. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Thanks, John. Take care.
All right. That's Bo Bonner, everyone. The Uncommon Good this morning at 10 o'clock. And you can always check out those episodes with Dr. Bud Maher and Bo at iowacatholicradio.com. All right. That puts this show in the books today. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us. Protect us all from evil and bring us all to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for tuning in today, everyone. I am John Leonetti. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.